Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about the idea of normal. What is normal, if it even exists, and how this idea might actually be able to cause us problems if we use it as a reference point. Some alternative ways to try and understand what we often mean by the idea of normal. So I've been fortunate enough to come across a really great saying, and I hear this time and time again in people that come into my workplace, and that is that normal is a cycle on the washing machine. And think about that, there's a real beauty to that. It's really true because there is really no such thing as normal. It is important that people ask themselves, you know, is this a normal response? And sometimes that's a really powerful and important inquiry when they experience things and a powerful lens for them to try and understand their response. But it can also be a dangerous one in that the breadth of human experience doesn't always fit into these, you know, easy categories. And the easy categories don't do justice to the breadth of human uniqueness and all of the things that we can experience and how idiosyncratic we are. It is true, it's a bit of an unfortunate title, it is true that there is something called the normal curve or the bell curve. And that's a statistical phenomenon that shows up whenever we look at a spread or a distribution of similarities and differences. So if you take things like height, weight, what you find is that they're distributed in what they call the normal curve. And that is that there's a certain percentage in the middle of the curve that are quite common. But think about that. Common doesn't necessarily mean normal. And it's a bit unfortunate that they've called it a normal curve. And we have to be really careful with that language. Part of the reason that this is true is that it's really important to realize that some responses are actually really normal. So grief, including periods of depression, is a really, really normal response to loss. Anxiety can be a really, really uncomfortable but really normal response to certain situations. And some level of anxiety when we go into new situations is really, really common. Trauma responses are what they call a normal response to an abnormal situation. We all struggle on some level with change and adjustment. And so all of these are actually really, really normal responses, even though we might not necessarily see them as such. I'd like to start to talk about the alternatives now. If we're going to try and shy away from that idea of normal, and over years of hearing people come in and say, I just want to be normal, or what is a normal response here, I've come to ask them, and to the best of my understanding, this is what people often mean when they consider wanting to be normal in relation to their life. Firstly, I think they mean consistency or congruence. So, you know, a consistent response or a response that is in control or a response that's congruent, that's in line with the situation that they're facing. Another thing I think they mean is sustainable and stable. Oftentimes we associate these things with normal or common. Another way to consider the idea of normal is to look at whether this particular response is adaptive or helpful. And also, if it's understandable, if it makes sense on some level. Often these are the characteristics of what we often think about when we talk about normal responses. It is true that signs and symptoms that exist and outstay their welcome and start to hinder us is something that we need to address. But unfortunately, the idea of normal can often create issues, and that's not a normal thing. So, be everything but normal this week with Mind Games.